You are listening to the It's Not Real Magic podcast. This episode was recorded June 21st, 2025, and published July 5th, 2025. Welcome to the It's Not Real Magic podcast. The question of the day is, what was your favorite cereal as a kid? I'm Kevin. My favorite cereal, back when I still supported Post, was Oreo O's.
Hello, I'm Ray, and my favorite cereal, back in the day, was Cap'n Crunch before they put Crunch Berries in it.
So was that the Cap'n Crunch that was just the yellow little pillows?
Yes.
Excuse me, who are you?
I'm Jacob, and I'm asking a follow-up question. Go ahead, Alexander.
I'm Alexander. My favorite cereal growing up was Crispix.
I'm Lucas, and my favorite cereal growing up, and still to this day, is Kellogg's Crave.
This is Jacob, and my favorite cereal growing up was Honey Bunches of Oats.
I forgot about those.
Yeah, that was good. That was a good one.
Honey Bunches of Oats is good, but it gets soggy.
Oh, you got to eat it quick.
Yeah.
That's like a 30-second cereal.
Yeah, it's got a really short half-life on it.
Or what you do is you do a bunch of mini bowls. So like you pour a bowl of, you pour like a half bowl and eat it, and then you pour more cereal in and eat it instead of just one gigantic bowl. So you always keep it crispy.
I may or may not have children that prefer their cereal dry and then drink their milk on the side.
I may or may not have a spouse that does the same.
Have you ever seen those things where you have like the cereal in the top and the milk down below and you like sip them at the same time and it like mixes in your mouth?
I did not know that existed.
It's like just a mess waiting to happen.
It's like, yeah, I think it's out there. We'll have Jameson look it up and put it in the show notes.
Well, I didn't know they had such a thing. I will tell you this, now that I'm no longer a child, I kind of, if someone said, what's your favorite cereal today? I might lean toward Grape Nuts.
Grape Nuts?
I know.
Is that actually a cereal or is it more like a animal feed?
It's gerbil food.
It's a punishment.
If somebody were to ask me, what's your worst cereal from your childhood? That would be my answer.
It does help move things along in the intestinal tract.
Okay, so will a good cup
only
of coffee.
If you eat it.
And, you know, it's like, it's good.
Here's the problem. They were always in the bottom of the cupboard. And when you were real desperate, there's nothing
you're
else
like,
good left
maybe
to eat.
These could be good.
Maybe these could be good. Maybe if I dump sugar on them or something.
Right. Because you look at it and you're like, okay, I'm expecting this to either taste like grapes or like nuts or not be completely stale.
Wait a minute. Aren't Grape Nuts at grapes and nuts?
Aren't they
misled
brand?
All these
years? Brand, right?
I think you've been lied to, yeah.
All right, now tell me this. Did you eat it with cold milk, or was there a, basically you made it into almost like an oatmeal where like you microwaved it and got let it get soft?
I do not warm it up, but there is a distinct correct ratio between cereal and milk so that if you let them sit rather than getting soggy, they just absorb all the milk and you put a little stevia on the top.
Oh, so you're sweetening them. Sweetener. Okay,
put a little stevia on the top, just... And then it's like every bite is so good.
And I assume a little stevia is like 4 or 5 packets?
No. That's just like, enough to kind of put a dusting.
That's like saying, I like coffee, but by coffee, you go to Starbucks and get a latte.
That's not quite the same.
That's not coffee. That's a coffee drink.
Another close second was frosted wheat, mini wheat kind of a cereal. Mm.
Those are good. Mm,
those are good. Again, they absorb milk. So those are good.
Did you really say, I'm sorry, who are you?
All right. So somebody started speaking without introducing himself.
All right, but if we're talking cereal from our childhoods, this might be the only chance I get to throw this in here.
Oh boy.
Who remembers Big Mix?
Did it have a moose on it?
It was like a elk, moose, deer. It was like a kind of like a jackalope, but like a deer type jackalope.
Yes, jackalope. It was a deer jackalope. I vaguely remember it. I feel like Honey Bunches of Oats is fairly close to it.
There was something different about it that was unique. And then, like, I think I remember it for like 3 or 4 years, and then it was just gone. Like, the cereal didn't last. And I don't know why, because I remember loving that.
Okay, so what was in it? What was the flavor?
I only had it for like 3 or 4 years, and I chased it with so many other cereals.
The flavor was delicious.
That's what I'm bringing up, because I was hoping somebody else would remember this, but I think I might have to go to our older sibling in order to relive this memory.
You could also ask the internet. The internet would know.
It would.
Internet's a scary place.
So what about the sweet cereals? Like, I know people that are like, Reese's Puffs are the best cereal because it's like eating Reese's chocolate.
Well, Kevin basically said that with Oreo O's. It's like, yeah, how can we make Oreo cookies into breakfast food? Here you go.
Well, I like Cheerios, but just get the frosted ones. Mm-hmm. You know, it's the best of both worlds.
I like the multi-grain Cheerios.
Yes.
Those are sweetened.
The favorite cereal I named, Kellogg Crave, is essentially the yellow part of Captain Crunch with chocolate in the middle. So, it's a dessert cereal.
Yeah.
Cinnamon Toast Crunch is pretty good, too. Mm. Do like that one. Cinnamon Toast Crunch also, that's one of those cereals that also works well in the off-brand varieties. Like, some cereals don't seem to do as well if you don't get the name brand version of the cereal.
Yep.
Like, I would not get off-brand Cheerios.
No, that's cardboard.
No.
They don't have the right flavor.
No,
right.
They don't.
They're okay, but they're not Cheerios.
And Aldi regular Millville.
Yeah, don't do that. Like the actual name brand, like no frosted, no multigrain, just whatever Cheerios, I've eventually developed a taste for. But you end up getting attached to the very distinctive part of the Cheerio that doesn't show up in any of the other brands. And so when you try the others, it's, oh, these are all the things I don't like about Cheerios, with not that one good thing that I'm clinging to.
It's that good MSG they put in there. Keep it coming back.
Anyway, we're going to move on, and I'm going to address
I've got a quick question.
Yeah, go ahead.
I know that you guys do a guitar riff kind of thing as intro music to this, and it got me thinking. On the TV show, Last Man Standing, there's a guy named Kyle and a guy named Ryan. And they have a podcast, and it's Rai Rai and Kai Kai, the sci-fi guy guys. And they take this little, it's like a tranquility or table kind of chime. And before they start, they run their fingers across it to introduce the show. Yeah. I think you guys upped that one at least. So good job.
What was that, a Kevin composition original, or was that royalty-free? .com
Not music. Only was that a Kevin composition original, that was actually from a song that had lyrics that I just took the chord progression and arranged for a guitar.
So you sampled your own song.
It's technically not a sample. It was an original separate recording.
Right. But you had the original recording and then you took a piece of that and put it on the podcast. So the podcast owes you royalties.
Yes. When does my check come in the mail, by the way?
Tell you what, whatever we're paying you now, we'll double it.
Ooh, I like that deal.
Okay, so one more quick question before we move on. You guys originally started this podcast on another,
it doesn't matter.
Okay. On the internet?
Nobody's listening.
It was on SoundCloud.
Super meta discussion.
And there was an icon of a microphone
with
a pilgrim hat on it.
Wizard hat.
It's a what? It's a pilgrim.
It's a wizard hat.
It's a pilgrim hat.
I think it's wizard.
I'm going, what? You guys
it's
can't
pointy,
get the
right?
Hat.
It has a pointy top.
Has a point. A pilgrim hat would have a flat top.
It's got the little buckle on it, like a pilgrim
but
hat.
But it's blue. It's not wizard. Black.
It's not a wizard hat.
Mm. See, that was my contribution to the show, that was I Googled clip art of microphone, clip art of wizard hat, and put them together.
Well, the clip
fortunately,
art misled you.
It's 2025, so we can just have AI generate us a new logo.
Ooh, yeah.
Just Gandalf will help you out, you know?
That might get us into trouble with
I'm just saying,
Tolkien
there's the
estate.
Wizard hat.
I will say this. When I think of It's Not Real Magic, I think of Magic Koopa from Nintendo. Oh. That's typically what I think of.
Okay, so as scared as I am of the Tolkien estate, I am terrified of Nintendo of America.
Right.
So we're not touching that with a 10-foot pole.
We can't do that. But
okay, I've got that off my chest. Jacob, we can move on now.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so I got to address the elephant in the room. Our dad here.
He is wearing gray.
So
did you just
obviously
call that an elephant?
So we have a special guest, obviously our father. So we got the Four Brother podcast, right? And then our dad Raymond is on the podcast today, and this is in honor of his 70th birthday, which was a couple weeks ago.
What 70?
Turned a big 70, and so we wanted to have him on and get his take on a few different things and get to enjoy that time. So. To start us off today...
The roast comes later.
The roast comes later.
Congratulations on beating the biblical average.
Thanks, I think.
What was the biblical average?
3 score and 10.
3 score and 10.
It's 70, in the Psalms.
So 70.
Oh, yeah. There you go.
Was it Psalms? I thought it was in Genesis.
Maybe I've got my Bible mixed up.
Okay.
It's possible.
Very similar books.
So we have a list of a few different questions that involve the word 70. So now we're going to dive into them. We're going to
lead it off with Dad. He'll give his answer, and then we'll kind of go around and discuss the answers as they come out. So the first question is, what is something you hope you're still doing when you're 70 years old? Now, this was a little awkward for him because he's already 70. So go ahead, take it away.
My initial answer is living.
That's your initial answer.
Yes. So you accomplished that.
I accomplished that.
So you've
is there a secondary answer?
Why do you need a second? You completed the objective. No, just take true. The
that's
W.
Right. That's right. It's something I wish I was doing.
There you
I'm
go.
Still doing it.
Still
no,
doing
no,
it.
Wait. No, did you say living and not surviving? Because those are two different things.
I wasn't getting that technical.
Okay.
My heart's beating. My brain is functioning.
Okay.
I'm taking in nourishment. I'm sitting up and clothed in my right mind.
Okay.
I figure it's all good.
You have homeostasis.
I would say for me, it would be still playing hockey in some form.
I hope that I am still being silly and goofy and making jokes.
Well, do you think you will be doing that, or you'll be just a
crotchety
old man?
I could be crotchety old man. I don't know. Time will tell.
My wife keeps telling me, you're going to be a great old man. Because of like things that I do, she thinks I'm already old. Like, I like licorice. And
do you always have a Werther's original in your pocket? The children.
No, because I've eaten it.
You usually sit on the couch with an Afghan on your legs?
Sometimes. I also, there's a commercial for Liberty Mutual. This is going to be weird because it's, anyway, this, you have to be specific to this time period in order to understand this. But anyway, in the commercial, the emu from Liberty yep. Mutual grows up on a farm and he goes off to make his fortune or whatever. And the farmer yells at him. He's like, you'll never be anything. And then a few years later, it cuts to a few years later. And the emu is selling insurance. And the guy watches this on the TV. And he looks at the TV and he sees the emu. And he goes, well, I'll be. that one just cracks me up. I don't know why. It's just the he delivers it. Anyway, what I would like still to be doing when I'm 70 is physically active, like whether that's working out or yep. running or hopefully like playing with grandkids, but like still being able to like go for hikes or go travel somewhere.
Do you want to go rock climbing in your 70s?
I don't know about rock climbing, but just like functional fitness, like longevity fitness.
Do you want to go skydiving or skydiving?
Not really. I think my wife really wants to go skydiving, and so I might get pulled along into it that way. So
being pulled along into skydiving sounds kind of dangerous.
I mean, it's better than being pushed along into skydiving.
I've heard they say they're going to push you on three, and then they push you on two.
Brilliant. That's what
you could go play hockey with me, brother.
I could.
It's true.
Go play hockey. That feels dangerous. Oh, well,
If you can still play hockey at 70, I'm pretty sure you can do all those other things you're talking about.
Well, Alexander, you said playing hockey in some form. So what if you're just playing like the NHL video game?
That's not playing hockey. That's playing a video game.
Okay. Okay, fair.
Would broom hockey count?
Broom hockey, floor hockey, ice hockey, wheelchair hockey, whatever it is.
Field hockey?
As long as I'm still playing hockey in some form.
Bowl hockey?
Bubble hockey? Air hockey?
Physical hockey. Like
penny hockey?
Still capable.
So something where you have to move through space in order to play the game.
Correct.
Okay, that's fair. For me, when I'm 70, I want to be still learning things. Like, I originally wrote down, like, I want to still be learning, like, foreign languages, but I don't want to necessarily be that specific because I just enjoy the process of learning new stuff in general. And so by the time I'm 70, there's probably going to be some other thing that I'm really into.
So you want to be an old dog but still learning new tricks?
Yes.
Actually, knuckle me, Kevin, because I think that if I don't learn something new every day, I've wasted the day. So I want to learn something new every single day.
So that's your secondary answer.
It's sort of, yes.
Be alive and learn something new.
See? But I want to circle back around to the Werther's in your pocket.
Mm.
If you're really an old man, it has lost its wrapper.
Ooh.
Yeah. I know.
Nasty.
I know.
A fuzzy Werther's.
Do the children still eat it, though?
Depends on how young they are.
What about those, like, Starlight mint candy, or, like, the peppermint ones that are, like, you know, a white circle, but they've got the little red lines all the way around? Look,
the kind that are only good when they're fresh?
But they're never fresh.
But they're never fresh.
No.
Or it's like the little, like, the ones in, like, the strawberry wrapper.
Ooh, that are kind of gummy.
Yes.
The strawberry wrapper one is classic, like, old guy at church gave this to you.
That is classic bottom of the Halloween bag candy.
I used to go to a church where there was a guy who gave out candy to kids, and I think he's okay, but it always seemed a little creepy.
For our next question in this roulette of 70 type of questions, the question is, if you were given $70 right now and had to spend it today, what would you buy?
Do I go first again?
You go first again. And remember, you have to spend it today. So you can't say, I'm going to put it in a CD and then pull it out in 6 months and have 75 bucks.
Principal payment on my mortgage. No, here's what I'm going to do. Mom recently bought a new sewing machine, and I would give it to her and say, get some more attachments or whatever you want to do for your sewing machine. That's how I'd spend it.
That's very sweet. But if you had to spend it on yourself, what would you spend?
That's not what it says.
That's not what it said. Just, I know, but oh, I'm going to...
You're morphing the question.
I'm going to follow up the question.
Let me think about that. Come back around.
Okay.
So this is $70 I already have, or somebody gave me $70?
$70 you found on the street.
Yeah. Okay.
So and it disappears tomorrow.
Free $70.
Yes.
This disappears tomorrow.
Oh. He said you have to spend it today. There's no strings attached. Like someone gave it to you and you're like, oh, I better use it on something they would approve of or something like that. It's
go buy yourself something nice.
Yeah. Okay, so am I allowed to be like, oh, I'm just going to buy a gift card so that in the future when I'm like, how do I want to spend this $70? Now, like, I have to make a decision today. You're dropping $70 on something.
See, this is why I've stopped asking Alexander hypothetical questions, right? Because the first thing he does is challenge the premise.
He's got to work the edges.
Because there's not enough detail.
Sure, you can buy a gift card.
Have you ever passed a vibe check in your life?
But now you have to tell us where the gift card is for, and you can't say Amazon or Meijer.
And then you'd have to tell us what would you buy at the place with the gift card.
Got him. All right, so I'm probably buying some camping gear equipment stuff.
What type of camping gear equipment? A tent, a fishing pole, a
Coleman stove,
a Keeler.
Probably something to make sleeping more comfortable. So
a hammock, pillows, sleeping bag.
Yeah, or like really cool lightweight clothes to sleep in. Ooh. Or actually, you know what? I'm probably buying something for like low battery powered lighting. That would be like really cool, like low voltage LED stuff like inside the tent. Nice. I get a lot of cool stuff for $70.
Are you planning to go camping sometime soon?
Yes, but that's not the question we're talking about right now, is it?
Well, it sounds like you are going camping soon, and you need to buy a
camping trip for a while if you want me to. But I feel like Lucas probably should give an answer.
Okay, go
ahead. Okay,
$70.
$70 is the cost of a game for Nintendo Switch, so I might buy a Switch game.
What game? Switch 1 or Switch 2?
Switch Uno. I'm always a generation behind. I don't know which game specifically. I would cruise around on the online Nintendo shop and see what jumped out at me. Potentially the second Zelda on the Switch, because my wife is playing the first one right now, and I think we will want to play a second one eventually. But if I didn't do that, which I might not, I have a growing collection of Ryobi cordless tools.
Nice.
And they have about 1,000 different tools you can buy. So probably either like a hedge trimmer, type tool to cut down some bushes that are overgrown, an edge tool for where your concrete sidewalk or driveway and your grass meet, and you can cut a nice clean line.
Nice.
I got one of those. Sweet.
Is it a Ryobi?
No, it's the, competition. It's Cobalt.
Unacceptable.
For me, you know what? I need a new pair of shoes. So I think I'd take the $70 and put it towards a new pair of shoes. I kind of want...
Come on, seven.
I want slip-in shoes, but that are stylish, that don't look like old man shoes. Do you think that's possible?
I see why your wife calls you an old man.
Because I have slip-in shoes?
Because you want slip-in shoes.
They're so convenient, though. Usually your hands are full of something, you're carrying a kid, you're trying to do something.
Skechers make such a thing.
I know. So I found out the other week that Skechers, their whole business model is ripping off other brands and selling it at a cheaper price.
Now by ripping off, do you mean just like, oh, this brand is popular, let's just take their design and make our own shoe? Or is it like the same thing, we just switched the label?
It's like, here's a classic Nike shoe, and Skechers makes almost the exact same looking thing, but it's $50 cheaper.
Sounds kind of like a sketchy business model.
What?
I've got a pair of slip-ins that I can show you that don't look like old man shoes, just to keep your, you know, get you thinking in the right direction.
There was one time, so yeah, we can come back to this.
Every shoe is a slip-in if you try hard enough.
Meaning you can slip in them. If you're in them, you can slip. Yeah, so probably shoes.
Nice. I'm sort of same boat. I need to go clothes shopping. I don't need to go clothes shopping, but I'd like to go clothes shopping. And so if I had $70, I would buy like the most gaudy Michigan branded apparel I possibly could. Just so that I can, when I'm in Germany, walk around saying, hey guys, I'm not from here, in case you couldn't tell.
They can tell.
So when you said, when you're saying Michigan, you don't mean University of Michigan. You just mean Michigan State.
No, not, goodness, no, not you. I'm not.
I thought University of Michigan.
When I hear gaudy Michigan, I immediately think of people in like
bright yellow and blue letters.
I would buy something like Western Michigan University branded, even though I've never been to there. Like I've been to their library.
KVCC. Davenport Panthers.
No.
Wow.
No.
So you want to get the Michigan shirt that's got the state of Michigan as the letter I. Which drives your sister crazy.
Or yes. L Michigan VE.
Yes, L Michigan
VE. You should get one of the native ones with the, what's the A, is the Upper Peninsula or whatever.
I have a friend who has Michigan State shaped ice cube makers. So they're not ice cubes, they're ice Michigans. I thought that would be hilarious to have.
Little ice cubes in the shape of Michigan.
Yeah. Well, large ice cubes in the shape of Michigan. They're like the size of a smartphone. Half the size of a smartphone.
What do you put those in?
A large glass.
Very large glass.
Are you going to be picky about Upper and Lower Peninsula? Or are you like, just the mitten's fine?
Depends on how the rest of the design looks.
It's got to be gaudy.
Yeah. Like, so long as it looks like I like took it from like a homeschool house that like never threw anything away.
what are we talking about?
You could go up north and find something.
Oh, yeah.
Or sure. You don't even have to go.
The problem is half of the stuff up north is specifically up north branded. And I'm not from up north.
You could get one that says, like, I live near to Detroit and survived or something like that.
No, that's not gaudy enough. You need the one that's, like, smitten with the mitten. Oh,
yes.
No. Somebody in Michigan loves me.
Okay, are we back around to me? Do you want me to answer what if I could spend it on myself?
His first answer.
Yeah. So here's what I do. Okay, I would probably try to see if mom would want to go out to dinner, and we go out to someplace nice, and then even with dessert, we could probably go under 70. And even if we didn't like the dessert at the restaurant we went to, we go to a second restaurant just for the dessert. Mm. And so I'd probably do that. We just recently went to Red Lobster, and that's $63 I'll never see again.
Yep.
So,
except, never mind.
Now I'm very curious.
All right, we're gonna move on to the next question. Here's a good one. It says, "What is the oldest thing that you own that is close to or over 70 years old?" So, something you own that's old.
My wife.
Oh,
dear. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm just kidding. I only rent her. still kidding. Okay. Don't get offended.
We haven't gotten to the 1955 trivia yet.
That's right. I'm just kidding. Okay. That was just for effect. The oldest thing I own that's over 70, my great grandfather, I have a stick pin of his that's probably close to 150 years old.
What is a stick
pin? What's a stick pin?
It's like you put it in your lapel, you know? Hmm. It's probably what I would.
Is there like an emblem on it? Does it look like anything? Or
well, I just want to say this out loud.
Oh.
It's got a gold nugget on it.
Oh, there you go.
So
you just walk around wearing a gold nugget? Is this the 1800s version of bling?
This would be probably the podcast where we go over genealogy.
Okay.
And anyway, he was a gold miner in Tasmania. Hmm. And did quite well. Mm-hmm.
It sounds kind of like a flex of like, I've got so much money that I can just wear a gold nugget on me.
Well, here's the deal.
Again, it's like having a grill nowadays, you know?
Yeah.
Just to kind of touch on this without going into great detail, there was something called the Boer War, B-O-E-R War, which was in Africa. But it caused the banks to fail in Australia, and he basically lost his fortune. Because that was back before FDIC and things like that. And so I could have been rich. You guys could have been rich. We're not rich.
Dun, 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 dun.
Well, I'm assuming that that trip money would have trickled down. Big assumption.
All right. Can you please state the question again? Because I haven't seen it, and I'm making sure I'm answering this correctly.
Yeah. What is the oldest thing that you own that's close to or over 70 years old?
Probably our house, because our house was built in 1945.
Yeah. But does the bank own it, or do you own it?
I own most of it.
Technically, you own it. You just owe the bank a lot of money.
Yeah.
If you stop paying, who gets it?
The bank. Who pays the taxes on it? I do. So
yeah, but if you stop paying the bank, who gets it?
If I stop paying the taxes, somebody else gets it.
Who's allowed to take a sledgehammer to the walls? Well, nobody is, because his wife...
Who has to shovel the driveway and rake the leaves? I own the...
You take care of it. Anyway, okay, so your house.
I would say, yeah, probably the house. Because I don't have that much, like, old stuff. I'm trying to think of any, like, little piece of something or whatever, or trinket or whatnot, and I don't have any old stuff that comes to mind.
Yeah, my wife and I were discussing this question yesterday, and she's more nostalgic than I am, so she may have some stuff from her family, but for me, I think it is the house, which isn't even 70 years old. It was built in 62, so it's close-ish to 70.
Well, since you're married, legally, wouldn't you also own what she owns?
Yeah, but it's in boxes in the basement, and I don't know what it is.
Oh, okay.
I think for me, yeah, probably the house is the one that I know for sure. I think I probably have a coin that's older than that. That's probably back to the 30s or something like that. Somewhere in my house, in the drawer somewhere.
Like one of those hay pennies?
What's a hay penny?
Hay penny.
Are those misprint pennies that are worth more money?
No, I have some like old like silver dollar something or other. I don't know. That's probably, I think our house was built in the 50s. And so as long as it's older than that, that would count. Because 50, no, if our house was built in the 50s, it'd be about 70. Ish.
Yeah.
Or close to, or maybe a little bit older.
Maybe a little bit older. Not bad.
And it's a janky house. Anyway, Kevin.
Yeah. So I'm racking my brain trying to think of, do I own anything from the 1900s at all? Aside from myself? I don't know if that counts. I have a dresser.
Clothes.
I don't know how old that is. I mean, most of my clothes were bought this decade.
Yeah.
Like, I'm in the process of like getting rid of as much stuff as possible. So I don't have a whole lot of stuff to begin with. I'm not a very sentimental guy. So
what about, do you have any instruments that were built back in the 90s?
I don't have any instruments anymore. I got rid of them.
When was the last time cleaned your ears?
2 or 3 weeks ago.
Okay, so not that. Yeah, I don't know.
I run into problems with impacted cerumen, so every so often I just drop hydrogen peroxide in my ears to clean that out. It feels really nice and bubbly.
That sounds like a fizzly good time.
It kind of is. It's a weird feeling, but it's not entirely unpleasant.
It's like Pop Rocks for your ears.
Yes.
Does anything come out when you tip your head back the other way?
Usually, yeah.
Otherwise, the hydrogen peroxide is just living in it forever.
It's eating its way to the brain. Okay. There is one other thing, but I don't have the provenance to support this. But I've got a pair of wire glasses that might be from the Civil War. Oh. So that would even be more than 150 years old.
You take them on Antiques Roadshow and find out.
I could. But again, I don't have anything to prove, unless they look at them and go, oh, these are definitely from that. Somehow they could tell, but I don't have anything that ties it. No paperwork, nothing. I just don't know for sure.
Just got to find an old picture with someone that has about the same glasses.
Yeah, you go.
Be like, this was my great-grandfather.
Search through the Civil War pictures.
All right, so the next $70 question is, what do you predict will be different 70 years from now? It's a very open-ended question. You can take it in any direction you want.
Again, this is one that you guys dropped on me just before we started. So I'm going to have to say travel. There'll be some way of traveling that's different than it is now, whether it's faster, maybe not even on roads, maybe just air travel, where your personal air travel might be different. Or if you really like to get out there, time travel.
Mm.
But I don't know. We'll see.
So 70 years from now,
it'd be 2105?
2095? Yeah. This might be more, but I would say everybody at this table won't be alive anymore.
maybe that's the thing. Maybe cryogenics or something.
Yeah, I'd rather be dead.
Wait a minute.
Yeah.
I'm going to interrupt this. If somebody was going to do cryogenics and they were looking for, okay, we want to pick the certain person to preserve. Mm-hmm. I'm not even on the short list. Not even close. I'm not even on a third, fourth page. So okay, go back.
I too didn't know this question was coming. And so that's the first thing that came to mind.
Was that we'll all be dead?
That will be different.
That will be different.
I will not be on Earth.
It'll
be sadder.
Yeah.
You'll be on a space station.
I wrote this question, but I didn't think about an answer to it. So you have to come back to me.
I would say a couple ideas I have is one is a global currency, an electronic global currency that allows you to buy things in other countries with a simple trade, like kind of like blockchain on steroids, only globally, that's accepted globally.
Actually, I do think that you've got a point there, because right now, if someone steals my credit card or I lose it, someone picks it up, they could technically ring stuff up on my account. But if I had a chip embedded in just underneath my skin,
well, like, I don't know about chips being embedded. I'm just saying global currency.
Because now I don't have to worry about losing it. I could just go up to a scanner, put my wrist or something up against a scanner, ba-boom, take it out of my account.
You can do that nowadays with an Apple Watch.
We're getting close.
I feel like the...
But then what happens when someone chops off your arm and then takes it to the gas station and gets their favorite snack?
It's gruesome pretty quick.
Well, they can only do that twice.
How's that?
No, you just keep bringing it until you drain the account.
Oh, no, I mean, you can only get your arm chopped off twice.
Okay.
So it puts an upper limit on identity theft, really.
You can only have your identity stolen twice.
Twice, yeah.
Gotcha. And then you can't pay for anything.
It's a side effect.
Unless you put chip somewhere else. Don't put on anything important. Anyway.
So please stop sitting on the scanner.
So global. Global. cheeky. So global currency. I also think that, like Dad said, some sort of air travel or personal air travel, like traveling by drone or, you know, some sort of like, there's these, what was it?
Jetpack?
Maybe a jetpack or something like that.
Hoverboard?
Oh, there's a thing in, I've seen this in Africa where they send medical supplies to remote areas where it's basically like this giant slingshot that shoots the package out and it can glide for like miles and miles and miles. And then it drops a parachute and it lands wherever it needs to be. And then they can pick up the medicine and then help someone that's in need. And so they have like these little launching centers where they can like launch stuff. And like, we've already got like what, drone deliveries from Amazon, things like that. Like, I feel like
I've never seen it though.
As the ground gets more crowded and there's more people on Earth, there's going to be less ways to move horizontally, and so we're going to go vertical and then travel, right? So you have more ground space for farming or housing or things like that, and then you just travel in the air.
So would you rather be able to run at 100 miles an hour or fly? I'm harking back to another podcast.
Oh, was that a different? That was another question. That was a
would you rather?
It was a would you rather that the girls did.
Oh yeah, I didn't listen to that one.
So
Kevin.
Here's the problem is I feel like my answer is just going to be like so pessimistic compared to the other answers given here.
Hey, Kevin.
But yes.
I said we're all dead.
I was more pessimistic than that.
Do you seriously think there are not fates worse than death?
Well, let me tell you.
So my answer is I think there's going to be a significant change in like the geopolitical landscape, either in terms of the world becoming significantly more globalized than it is right now or becoming significantly less globalized.
Take your pick.
Take your pick. The problem is I can't predict where that's going to go, but my opinion is that the current like political landscape is untenable, and given the warfare capacity that humanity has developed and not really tested in a proper war for many decades now, when that actually lands, it's going to shake things up in a way that I can't quite predict.
So Debbie Downer just asked this. So, do you think there's going to be less nations then?
I think it, at this point, I would say I think it's going to be more nations because it's going to be smaller and more fragmented. Hmm.
So do you think in 70 years there will have been a nuclear war?
Yes.
Did I pronounce that correctly? What's the correct way to pronounce it?
Nuclear.
Nuclear. There'll be a nuclear war in about 15 years.
Nuclear.
Hide under your balsa wood desk and you'll be fine.
Balsa wood.
So
that's not funny.
That's fair.
We did drills when I was a kid.
And would your balsa wood desk have saved you?
Not a chance.
Would it have stopped the gamma rays that passed through walls?
Did it make
so dumb?
Did it make you feel better?
It was a drill. We actually would go out into the hallway,
yeah,
and face, sit on our cross legged like Indian pose, you know, and then face the wall. And I think we put our hands behind our head and put our top of our head against the wall, and that was going to protect us from a nuclear
this
attack.
This is so when the aliens find our dead civilization someday, there will be a lot of skeletons in weird poses.
Like, what's going on with that?
Like Pompeii or something.
Now I understand why like the later generations never took anything seriously.
Right.
Because they saw, like, oh, this is we what our parents did.
Yeah. So coming back around to my answer, I think right now in the year 2025, AI is the hot topic. So my mind goes to, well, we don't know what AI is going to look like 5 years from now, much less 70.
Right.
So just because it's the buzz right now, it's tempting to say, oh, well, you know, all jobs will only be manual labor because we'll have AI and computers to do all the other stuff. It's like, I don't know that for sure. So I don't want to hang my hat on that. But certainly like automation continues to move forward. Right.
Right.
And now it's in the digital age rather than the manufacturing realm.
Yeah.
Right.
It's so hard to extrapolate 70 years of technological progress.
Right.
When you compare it to the past 70 years, it's like the world is unrecognizable.
Right.
Oh yeah. You guys have no idea what I've lived through. Well, maybe you do, but I mean, it's so much different than it was when I was younger. Speaking of younger, just so you get the right verbal picture in your head. I was 7 years old when I took that pose, not an adult. Okay. It was back when kids did what they were told. And the teacher said, sit in the hallway, face the wall, you know, cross your legs. You know, we did what we were told.
Put your head between your legs and kiss your bum goodbye.
kind of piggybacking off the technology thing is next weekend, the original iPhone turns 18 years old. Mm-hmm.
So still not allowed to drink.
Like, mm-hmm. That's how okay. New, like, current technology is. So to go mm-hmm. 70 years past yeah. this is, like, yeah. so entirely unpredictable.
Yeah, it's crazy. Speaking of old, this made me feel old this week. The movie Jaws is 50 years old this week.
Mm. Oh, wow.
I know. And Mom watched it last night. I could only take so much. It just is so cheesy. Acted. Oh, my gosh. It's just terrible.
I blame the director.
Who was the director for Jaws?
Spielberg, wasn't
Spielberg.
It? Was it Spielberg?
Yeah. Yes. All his movies are trash.
Ooh.
Hot take. Hot
take. Take time.
I'd probably take exception to that.
I don't think I like any Spielberg film.
We need a hot take stinger.
Interesting. What if I brought up a list of Spielberg films?
Go yeah. for it.
You say crap or not crap.
Trash or pass. Or
wait, we can go through all 70 right? Spielberg films.
Well, I think there's at least one I like.
I'm guessing yours is Saving Private Ryan. Saving Private Ryan.
Actually, the two I like that. Schindler's List I like.
Okay. I have not seen that.
Okay.
The ones that I have seen, mm-hmm. I have not liked. Brother Jacob over here pulling up a list and me just filling space while he's
okay, so these aren't in any particular order. Obviously, Jaws, right? Yeah. Schindler's List that we mentioned.
Not seen it.
It's okay. Jurassic Park?
No.
No.
even just really? For like to laugh at.
That's
but that doesn't. But laughing at it doesn't make it a good movie. It just means that you're laughing.
It's not a movie
at
that was built to laugh at.
And well, I don't know okay, that. If a dinosaur eats you while you're in an outhouse, it's pretty funny.
That is pretty funny.
The Indiana Jones series, Raiders of the Lost Ark.
Yuck.
Saving Private Ryan.
Yes.
It was.
Okay, first of all, in Alex's defense, generationally, I relate to that movie differently than you guys would. So I get that. You know, you were born a long ways away from World War II. And I still lived under the, I didn't live during World War II, but the effects of World War II still impacted me. As a child.
Right. You could still hear the echoes of it.
Yes. I could still hear the echoes of it. So anyway, keep going.
Close Encounters of the Third Kind.
Did not see it.
I don't know.
Indiana Jones Temple of Doom.
No.
Lost World, Jurassic Park.
No.
Yeah. Was... Catch Me If You Can.
Never seen it.
I've seen it. It's in that don't love it, don't hate it kind of thing.
Is that the one about the con man who keeps evading capture?
Yep. Yeah,
that one was fun.
It did have Tom Hanks. So.
Tom Cruise in War of the Worlds.
No.
I do this. Tom Hanks in The Terminal.
No.
You don't like The Terminal?
That was again, one of those I don't hate it, don't love it. It was entertaining.
If I see a movie once and I have no desire to see it again.
Okay. It's not a good movie?
No.
Okay. Fair.
How is that fair? You could watch a movie once and enjoy it. I say it's a good movie.
But sure. I have no desire to watch The Terminal again. Like, there was nothing in it. I was like, I kind of want to watch that again. And
it's sort of like that thing you do.
I watched that 40 times.
Yeah.
Here's why I say fair. It's because it's well-defined. It's not a, I like this movie because I guess I like it, or I like this movie like because I don't like it. Or like, we now have a standard for what's good or bad, according to Alexander.
We know that Alex's life motto is, life, you're doing it wrong.
How about someone? Here's someone who. Sorry, I was trying to do a segue. Who did life wrong? But he actually did life wrong. Okay, Lincoln. Daniel Day-Lewis as Lincoln.
That was a Spielberg movie.
Spielberg.
It was okay.
Did not at least that's what it says. Yep.
Did not see it. But when did
he do Apollo 13? No, that was Ronnie Howard.
Yeah.
I guess it's Ron Howard now.
Ooh, the spin-off remake of Twisters with Helen Hunt was Twisters, or Twister with Helen Hunt is now Twisters. That came out recently.
Yeah. So they did a retake of it. That was corny the first time.
Did not
and
see
worse
it,
the second
have
time.
Have no desire to see it.
That's a tornado disaster parody movie?
Yeah.
Question mark?
Okay. Whenever you have a flying cow, you've already jumped the shark. You like what I did there?
I like it.
Google,
I like it.
Google says that... Shrek was directed by Steven Spielberg, which is wrong.
Is this the Google Gemini summary of the search results?
Yeah, I take back my opinion on AI. It's going to continue after 70 years.
Other ones include E.T.
Haven't seen it.
Seen it.
It's cute. Poltergeist.
Okay.
The Color Purple.
I think you've made my point
the
for
Goonies.
Me. Thank you. We can move on.
The Defense Rest.
I think
so.
Could
I had
worse things.
I had a bunch that were no good, two that were meh, and two that I liked. Not a good track record.
So
for somebody that's considered like one of the greatest directors of all time, that like everything he touches,
he's not
Spielberg
a Francis
film.
Ford Coppola. No.
It's like whatever, dude.
No, but he does make money, and so by that metric, he is one of the most successful directors.
Right?
Is James Cameron better?
The pablum of the masses. I make money.
I feel like we're getting off onto a whole other tangent.
All right, guys, we have Wikipedia. Our topic for next episode. We'll see you all next time. Thank you for listening.